Welcome, everybody. Share number 830. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to talk a minute about breakfast cereals, but the after bracha, right? We spoke about the bracha before the cereals. In general, we said the it's extremely important to get a list of the most updated cereals. We went through some of the cereals. Just real quickly to go through again some of the klolim. If it's made out of regular plain flour, again, you have to find out. You know, each one is different. But let's say, like, for example, Cheerios, which in general is regular plain flour, one of the five grains, wheat flour, whatever, so then that would be a mezonos. That would be a regular mezonos, including the milk and everything else. If it's ground up if it's ground up grains, like, for example, like corn, ground up corn would be a shahakal. If it's a pure corn, right, let's say you have cornflakes made from corn flour, would be a shahakal. We spoke about also the fact that if it's whole grains, various different examples we gave, that would be a huadama, possibly sometimes mezonos, but usually huadama. But again, we just stress the fact that one should just find out. As things are constantly changing, especially when it comes to cereals, morning cereals. Now, as far as the after bracha, just a few klolim to go through, a few important ways to look at it. So number one, in reference to the after bracha, if you have, let's say, like Cheerios and it's made out of pure flour, right, the regular mezonos, I have a regular mezonos type cereal or any other cereal that one knows is a mezonos, whereby, but we're talking about mezonos, not in the fact where it's a whole grain, where it's we're talking about the fact when it's one of the five grains, right? One, either wheat, spelt, oats, or whatever the case is, rye, barley, we spoke about, but when it's ground up, when I've done it, one of those flours, right? Usually it's wheat, sometimes spelt, sometimes oats. Those are the ones usually I think it comes in. But when you have cereal made from that, and a person knows it's that is the mezonos. It's a real mezonos. It's one of the five grains, ground up, flour, fine, very good. It's never going to be hamotzi, right? That's for sure not, because of the way it's made. But be it as it may. Now the question is, what kind of after bracha do you make? So in general, if it's a regular mezonos type cereal, right, like Cheerios, I just keep on saying Cheerios because that's like a standard, run at a mill type mezonos that everybody knows is a regular mezonos, whereby you need an alhamichia. That's regular flour in general. I mean, unless it's made differently, but from the standard regular Cheerios box that we know. But be it as it may. So now, in order to make, what type of after bracha do we make? Because again, you're eating Cheerios, you're eating milk, you're drinking the milk, you're eating milk with the Cheerios. So we said the milk, as far as the first bracha, right? Rav Moshe said it's all inclusive in the original mezonos that you're going to make on the Cheerios, unless a person puts a lot of milk and they want it for drinking, they're putting a lot. But the regular average amount of milk that a person regularly puts into their cereal is all bottle and toffle to the regular cereal. So over here, you're going to make a mezonos, and so the after bracha will be al hamichya. But you have to keep in mind, as long as a person ate the Cheerios, a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, under 4 minutes. In other words, as far as the Cheerios itself, we don't put together the milk. We have to count just the Cheerios. And the Cheerios, the person ate, let's say they ate a kezayis, at some point during that bowl of Cheerios, or any bowl, if they're eating five bowls or whatever it might be, but if they ate a kezayis of the Cheerios under a 4 minute period, so then they would make a al hamechi. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, you have spoon after spoon of the Cheerios. You can't say, well, I ate maybe three quarters of a kezayis of Cheerios under 4 minutes bechdei achilas pras. Again, 4 minutes bechdei achilas pras is basically the same thing. It's just the question of the amount of time that we've spoken about many, many times. And in general, large majority of the poskim say that it's under 4 minutes, between 2 to 4 minutes, but we try and keep it under 4 minutes. Rabbanah brings on sometimes under 3 minutes, but under 4 minutes is definitely what to rely on. And you eat that kezayis. So if somebody knows they ate, let's say, 3/4 of a kezayis, right? I'll just give you an example, under the 4 minutes. But there was extra milk over there, right? I ate 3/4 of a kezayis under a 4 minute period at some point during my breakfast and my bowl of Cheerios. So I ate 3/4 of a kezayis under a 4 minute period, but I also had milk. So maybe I'll put together the 3/4 of a kezayis and 1/4 milk. So making it a whole kezayis. No, we don't say that. It has to be, in general, the halacha is that one does not, we're going to learn it in the different simen actually, try and get more into it, but in general we're not mitzarif oichel and shesia. We don't put together liquids and solids to make it enough whereby one would need an after bracha. It has to be either solids with solids or liquids with liquids. So in other words, if you have, let's say I'm eating a bowl of Cheerios and I'm eating another bowl of some other cereal that might be mizonos, whereby it's made from flour, as opposed to, why I say flour, because as opposed to if it's, we spoke about in the past, sometimes it could be that whole grains might be mizonos. Usually they're hadama, but that's not what we're talking about right now at all. We're talking about strictly mizonos, whereby it's made out of flour. So I have Cheerios, or I have some other cereal possibly, that's made out of regular wheat flour, right? And person knows for sure it's mizono. So now, even if they take, they ate a kazayas under a 4-minute period at some point, a little of this cereal and a little of the other cereal, but the cereal part, not the milk part, you know, you could have the milk part, but as long as it's a cereal, so you could take solids with solids, one cereal and another cereal, a kazayas under a 4-minute period, if that's what a person ate, then they would have to make a al hamichya. That's the point. The point is, I'm saying, you could put together solid food with the solid food and make it enough whereby you'll need to make a after bracha, but you can't put together a solid food with a liquid food to make that, whereby a person would need a al hamichya or after bracha, any after bracha in general. That's the concept, that's the halacha, so we want to keep that in mind. Okay, so just to sum up today's shir, I don't want to get it too complicated, we're talking about the mizonos, whereby those cereals that a person knows for sure is made from regular flour from the five grains. First bracha is going to be Baramin Mizonos, right? And then the after bracha, if that's the case, that it's made out of one of the five grains, the after bracha is going to be as long as a person ate a kezias under a 4-minute period, so then the bracha would be a al hamichya. And again, it doesn't have to be that kezias. I want to explain. I know people ask a lot in the past that does that kezias, you have to eat it right away? No, it could be at any point. You always like to try and eat a kezias right away. Like this, you're in the clear, right? Especially when it comes to washing with bread or so on. You want to try and eat a kezias of bread under a 4-minute period as soon as possible, preferably right away. Like this, you're in the clear. But as long as you ate a kezias, let's say in the case of back to our Cheerios, our example, as long as a person ate a kezias of Cheerios, the Cheerios per se, under a 4-minute period, at some point during their bowl of cereal, or even if they had two bowls, at some point even throughout their two bowls of cereal, so then two bowls of, let's say Cheerios, so then they would have to make a al hamichya at the end, and of course you don't include the milk as far as making it the shear whereby one would need to make an al hamichya. Again, a kezias under a 4-minute period at any point in time in their eating process, in their eating of this bowl of cereal, then they would make a al hamichya. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.